brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That preaches lesser of two evils is what's gotten us here by allowing these candidates to always be globalists, just a right-wing or left-wing version. My issue is Obama is so bad and is moving so quick. Is that because the globalists are in high gear, or is it because Obama has such a group of radicals around him who are implementing the globalist agenda in a very communist way? And would Mitt Romney be worse? That's why I can't say vote for Mitt Romney. Because I know he's a liar. I know he's lied and flip-flopped, so I'm not going to be conned. I get all that. I'm just saying, at an intellectual level, I'm freaked out by Barack Obama and the people that are behind him. I mean, and I didn't like Herman Cain either, you know. I would vote for a black guy who was pro-liberty in 0 seconds. Instantly. And again, the media says, well, if you don't vote for Obama, you're racist. I mean, I'm just so tired of it. I just want freedom. And let me tell you, what Obama's pushing is not freedom. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts got an article out today called Rest in Peace USA up at Infowars.com. And he goes over the death panels that are in there. I mean, there really are death panels by another name, but a rose is still a rose by any other name. William Shakespeare. A death panel, still a death panel by any other name. And I, you know, just horrible. And Mitt Romney, quote, wrote Obamacare. No, he didn't. That's what the insurance companies wrote. And he got it in Massachusetts. And so they went to Obama and said, do this. That's how much trouble we're in, because these guys are puppets. And you're going to get a globalist agenda. So, yes, I get they're both bad. That's why I don't support either one of them. It's just that I've had the Secret Service and FBI visit me when I criticize Obama. And then now they can sit there and say, kill Mitt Romney, and nobody gets in trouble. There's a double standard. And I've been thrown in with the Republicans regardless by the George Soros crowd who attacks me constantly, and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Do people get that? Be like if drones were flying around from Russia and you know, were dropping bombs on me. It's like they're targeting me. They see me as their enemy because I am pro-gun, pro-liberty, pro-family. So because the Republicans act like they're for that, I've been put in that camp. Can anyone understand that? That's the issue. I've been put in the camp with the Republicans because I've supported Ron Paul and others. So I'm here being attacked even though I'm not with the Republicans. So I'm out here in the open being attacked by a giant political machine. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Sir, get to your Ron Paul point. Yes, the debate. Technically, almost everyone that's going to vote for Ron Paul would be a Republican usually. So, yes, people writing in Ron Paul will basically could be the deciding factor of putting Obama into office. And part of me says, good, bring it on. Let's really see what communism and globalism is. Does that answer your question, sir?
Not really, because if Ron Paul was a Republican when he was on the ballot, why wouldn't those votes count as Republican base and go to Mitt Romney? Why would they go to Obama? They're totally against the Democratic
Party. No. I'm not a good communicator. I thought you were saying writing in. If you write in Ron Paul and don't vote for one of the candidates, then generally, you know, I agree with you. Most Ron Paul voters would be a Republican. And so if they write in Ron Paul, that's a vote for Obama, because it's a wasted Republican vote.
But that doesn't make sense. That's what I'm saying. It's Republican. It should go to Republican. Why is it a wasted vote? We're supporting a Republican.
Because you have to, because it has to be a name on the ballot.
It still doesn't make sense. That's what I don't get. And everybody's going up in arms about a vote for Ron Paul is a vote for Obama. And
but, sir, the vote will just be thrown out. Because he's not officially on the ballot. You only get one vote unless you're a Democrat. Do you understand that? If you're not a Democrat, it gets to vote 5 or 6 times. Only a Democrat could vote for Ron Paul and still vote for Obama. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues. And the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And it is Wednesday, the 17th day of October, 2012. We're continuing here in this hour with your phone calls, giving us your take on the debate last night, and just the fact that it was rigged in every way, the questions that Aleister Crowley was asking, what's that lady's name, the CNN witch? I'm sorry, I'm being mean. Candy Aleister Crowley. I thought for a minute she was Mr. Maddow. I mean, Rachel Maddow, or what's his name? Raymond Maddow, hardball, hard slime. Okay, I'm absolutely out of control here. It made me sick. I don't like rigged things, and that's why I don't watch professional heavyweight boxing matches. And I like real things, and that was disgusting. I mean, you've got the flip-flopping fraud Romney, and then it just gets worse from there. You've got Obama and CNN and the rigging and the erasing history and saying they never said it wasn't a terror attack, the Benghazi killing of the ambassador, and then they just heap layer after layer. they were gaming things so much and things were so scripted, it was a bunch of fits and starts and halting, just ugly. And you heard a caller earlier, if you just tuned in the last 20 minutes or so, he said, Alex, we don't want to hear about this. It's a diversion. It's a distraction. And I hear you. But we're still in the middle of this. And my point is, this is what the reality show has become. The political reality show has become quite a joke. I'm going to go back to your calls, and then I will get into that article I mentioned about the richest man in the world. The richest man in history has been announced, and the Rothschilds are right underneath him. So we're going to be breaking that down, as I promised, at the bottom of the hour. Briefly here, if your radio listeners go up to InfoWars.com, you can see some of the cool time-lapse videos the crew did. If you're watching us right now at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to roll one of the little time lapses of the ACL Fest they had here in Austin, Texas this weekend, big rock concert, and we had the crew go out and put out close to 1,000 of some of the magazines. We're getting close to running out now, the October issue, and we were putting them on the streets. So, again, here's that time lapse. And you can order these. These are a message in the bottle. That's why these magazines are so incredibly important, is that they are messages in a bottle about information people have never gotten from the controlled left and the controlled right, covering the global crime syndicate, covering their police state takeover program. It is all there in the magazine. Our second issue has come out. You can get a subscription with the shipping included. And you can give these out to friends and family. You can also buy them in bulk. You can buy, 10 of them for $14.95. And it gets even more discounted when you get 100 of them. And that is at our cost. We've now come out with a second issue in glossy. And it covers the technocracy, the NSA spying, the police state. It's got a big color giant poster inside of it in the center spread. Great to hang up in legal and lawful areas in your town to awaken people. Will humanity survive the singularity? It's just absolutely jam-packed, and the next issue is going to be even more powerful. So support the broadcast, but more importantly, get the word out today and give these to people. So many people ignore internet links or internet videos now because there's such a wash of them. But if you will simply go out and give friends and family and others these magazines, they are unlike any magazine you've ever read. And again, I liken them to messages in a bottle. That's why I put 50,000 out in the streets of where I live, Austin, Texas, and then keep another 50,000 for you listeners. And we have, now it's over 70 different franchise groups that have contacted us. We'll be going to phase two soon of having it printed with local news in it, but also our national and international coverage in your area. Everywhere from Europe to Australia, from the Middle East to Africa to Latin America to Canada, all over, people are planning on putting out their own version of InfoWars magazine. So it's just in its embryonic form right now, and I want to thank everybody for supporting it, because in month two, it has broken even. And my goal is to build it where it breaks even so I can reach the maximum number of people and keep them inexpensive. But the goal of the franchise is to make it profitable. We can punch a button now and make it profitable right away. So that's what we're developing and demonstrating. So please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It is so important to get InfoWars magazine. Read it and then give it to others, or buy it at cost in bulk. Or do one order and get 13 issues delivered to your home, because we're going to give you the first issue. We save some back along with the next 12. So it'll always be 13 issues you get for the cost of 12, shipping included. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, enough of me ranting about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Ohio. Then we'll go to Frankie listening on 880 and others. Mark, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, Alex, this is such a pleasure to be able to be on your show. Thank you very much. I'm in the epicenter of all this nonsense. I'm in Toledo, Ohio, and they have a big red X, Romney and Obama. They visit here nonstop. About 45 minutes from Detroit, where they hang all the signs, you can't go in at your own risk, and I'm about 2 hours from Chicago. So we're in the middle of all this nonsense. I'm absolutely disgusted from last night's display of what happened. It was our president got caught in a flat-out lie on stage live, and they're going back and saying he won the whole thing.
Yeah, that's how fraud works. And again, that's why I'm covering it. The level of dissembling, deception, manipulation has reached just cartoon level in every way. I mean, how much more crazy can it get? On top of it, the Al-Qaeda, they say, killed this guy, was put in there by Obama, by the globalists, by NATO. That's not even being discussed.
They completely avoid the whole thing, along with the when Romney brought up the whole gun situation, everything. Obama still wanted to keep talking about education for the kids, and I'm sitting there thinking, whoa, wait a minute. He completely railroaded it and went off on some other tangent talking about.
And Aleister Crowley in drag, the moderator, also, that's what she looks like, literally. Like, we ought to do a side-by-side Aleister Crowley with a black wig on. Ask the graphics folks to do that next to Candy Crowley. I'm not knocking folks the last name Crowley, but come on. I mean, she acts like Aleister Crowley. But I just like having fun with this. The point is that it's disgusting. I get angry at people that try to engage in chicanery and manipulation of our electoral process. But again, it's frauds within scams, within lies, within deceptions. But I am glad Romney brought up Fast and Furious. That was one of the few good things he did. But wasn't it creepy? I'm going to play it later when he was defending his assault weapons ban business in Massachusetts.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you heard anything about Jill Stein being arrested last night from the Green Party?
Yes, I have that in my stack. That always happens. They're always arresting people. Remember they arrested Alan Keyes one time? And they've arrested anybody that tries to show up who should be in there. You know, Green Party gets about 1% of the vote. But I really think the Libertarians should be in there. I mean, that's a real party. And if they ever got in there, they know most Americans in polls actually call themselves Libertarians. Did you know I've seen a bunch of big polls last year? You can look these up yourself. That Libertarians are now the majority. People will vote Democrat or Republican, but they call themselves Libertarians. If you give somebody the real Libertarian spiel, there's almost no one out there who won't agree with it. Plus, it really works. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's talk to Frankie in Arkansas, listening on the big 880 AM KLRG. You're on the air, Frankie.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. And, yes, I did listen to the debate last night. And I thought they played patty cake a whole lot. And me, it looked like he had swallowed with helium gas, and Obama looked at a seedy smile and a beady hawk eye. I thought it was staged. And I thought Candy was a bit biased. But with the truth, and I don't think either one of them are actually really capable of, I think they're capable of telling the truth, but you cannot tell the truth and have supporters. So I think they're both puppets. Run by the puppeteers. And, but the people that are looking for truth like me, I mean, I have to search. I have to search for truth because it doesn't, it's just not out there.
Well, I agree with your point that the reason Mitt Romney has to sit there and endorse the welfare state in the last debate and argue with Obama on how many goodies he'll give out is because the American people, to a great extent, have become domesticated and dependent, and they want to hear about the goodies they're going to get. And that's a scary thing. We're going to go the way of Venezuela if that continues.
Well, I know God's word says that when you want wisdom, you go out and you look for it. Wisdom is there. Truth is there. But it's going to come to you after you seek it.
You know what? Stay there. I don't want to cut you short with just a minute and a half. You've been holding a while. I'm going to come back to you quickly to finish any other points you've got after the break. Frankie in Arkansas. Then we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Derek Lance, and many, many others that are patiently holding. And then I'm going to get into more of the debate clips on the gun-grabbing issue.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. May they've always done before.
Ahead of getting into the most frightening thing Obama talked about, going after our guns in the so-called debate last night. Let's go to Frankie in Arkansas. Ma'am, finishing up your points, I hope you found truth here, because we tell you what we're really thinking and we wear our heart on our sleeve, as I said earlier, That's why we have, you know, complex debates. We don't try to just dumb it down like a lot of mainstream media does. We believe the people can hear complex ideas and different perspectives and then come up with the answer for our society. But any other points you'd like to make?
No, other than the fact that I put a lot of my daily decisions and future plans on your radio station because I hear the truth. Gerald Celente, some of your other speakers, I just thoroughly enjoy them, and I thank you so much for taking these people and putting them on your show so they can share with your viewers what they think about the economy and the political realm. And
you know, I have to say, I think Gerald Celente is probably, on average, the most popular guest we have on. My mom loves him. Everybody I know loves Gerald Celente because he's real. Even if you don't agree with everything he says, he's real. He's really talking to you and not playing games. And that's what people are starving for. That's what I'm starving for. Thanks for calling. Let's go ahead. And hey, if you like what you're hearing here on local stations, spread the word, folks. That's so important. We're in a fight against tyranny. And believing that it's unstoppable is what's going to let it win. We've actually got the power. The globalists have a bunch of mindless, dumbed-down idiots following them who are domesticated, or a bunch of crooks. Let's identify these people, discredit them, and take our country back. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina, listening on an iPhone, free iPhone app. Welcome, sir.
Hello. Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. First-time caller. Been listening to you about 12 years, though.
Thank you.
One of my great concerns is I've listened to you and several other folks who are very credible speak of the problems we have. I've read Lindsay Williams' first book in 1982, and I've kind of been tuned into that since. My fear is this. I have actually witnessed when someone is being attacked on the street and people roll up the window in their car, turn up their radio, don't go to the window in their apartment, hoping that they won't hear it anymore. And I get the feeling in this country that that's beginning to happen. Not beginning, it has been happening and it's continuing to happen, but the screaming on the street and the attack is getting louder and they're still turning up the radio.
Wow.
And because of that, I know it probably sounds almost harebrained. I have conceived of an approach that I think could work. I don't know that it would. I don't even know that the heart of the people is there, but I think it, the only way to actually retrieve our republic, where we take it back.
Well, I want to hear your idea, but it's funny. I'm writing an article in the next few days about turning point, tipping point, and I was going to use exactly what you talked about, examples in the news where a woman's being raped. You know, there was a case in Toronto in front of hundreds of people, business people, and they watched it as entertainment out their window. And the manager said, don't call the cops, you know, get back to work. And it's the violent video games, the culture, death is funny. People on talk radio now, the trendies, I hear it make fun of cripples and people. I mean, it's really sick to get us to where everything's just entertainment and we're totally dehumanized so the globalists can run over us. And it's done on purpose. And they had a case, you know, a few years ago where an Austin cop got run over on a major side street, and literally hundreds of cars drove by for an hour, and no one helped as he rolled around bleeding to death. And there's just so many examples of that. And I'm not saying I'm a great guy, and I'm going to hold you over to finish your point or get back to you here, but while this thought's clear, I mean, I told the story of walking out of the bathroom. I heard screaming. My wife and my son, this is so long ago, it was like 9 years ago, he was a baby, and I hear yelling, so I walk out, and this has been going on for a couple minutes. And the woman was choking, turning blue over on the table. Everyone was standing around like birds going, 911, 911, 911, literally chirping 911. And I walked over and I said, do the Heimlich. Anybody know how to do that? And everybody's like, 911, wait for the ambulance. And I said, no, she'll be dead by then. Let me in there. Are you trained in that? And I said, yes. Start pushing in. But and they were like, and then as soon as I saved her, then I was the hero. But I got out of there because they probably want to sue me or something. She was big. I had to really get in there to get the food out of her. And the point is that that's not heroic to save some woman. They were all going to stand there, like 25 of them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Lance, Paleo, Derek, Kalen. Frank, we're getting to you. Just briefly finishing my story here. Time and time again in my life, I've seen somebody getting mugged, or I've seen a car flip and run off in the ditch, and seen cars ahead of me not help, so I pull over and help them. And it's not because I'm some goody two-shoot. That's a normal thing to do, is to help somebody. But I don't tell the story properly. When I walk out and this woman's choking, starting to fall over the table, and I'm waiting, going, somebody do the Heimlich. And they're literally going, we're calling 911, 911, 911. I mean, just like parrots. 911, 911, 911. But not in the parrot voice. It was like, 911, 911. Men and women, just men all ninnying around, all wimpily. And it was a jammed, 7 o'clock at night, LaMatta Line French restaurant. Okay, So we're in there, and I have to push them out of the way. They're getting mad. They're yelling at me while I'm doing it. I do the Heimlich saver, big thing of bread down her throat. She's sort of falling back, getting air. I mean, she was going to die. She would have died before the police got there. Maybe a cop was 2 minutes away. He might have got in there and done the Heimlich. They go, oh, he's wearing a uniform. Well, it's okay for him to do it. But the point is, and I, you know, took a Heimlich course or whatever, one of those basic day courses when I was on swim team back in Dallas. But I'm not some hero for doing that. It's this idea that you don't get involved. I mean, if I see people robbing my neighbor's house, I mean, that's actually kind of, I'm not excited about it, but I mean, I'm going to go pull out my Reaper 308 rifle and I'm going over there. And if they don't get down on the ground and they've got a weapon, they're dead. I mean, I'll kill you. I mean, it's real simple. And it's not because I'm looking to kill people. I've got an instinct, though, that somebody's threatening me, somebody's robbing me. Switch is flipped. Now I'm meet Mr. Killer. And it's not that it's bad to be a killer. It's bad to be a killer that hurts innocent people. See, I'm a loving person, so I have a killer switch I can throw. And you've all got that switch. It's just been engineered out of you. I've also got my fight tyrant switch. I've got my resistance switch. And that's what I've been flipping here. Okay? And I'm now ranting, sir, you're absolutely right. I'm writing an article about this. This is at the heart of it. It's so funny you called in. Well, it's not funny. It's providence that everything is about this helplessness, this spectator mode of just, because I see it in the news all the time where a woman's choking. They let her die waiting for the ambulance. Or the cops are so dumbed down, like the public, that they go to the house. The people call 911. He's falling down. He's having a seizure. Cop car comes. They get there first. Stop moving. He's not moving. Taser him, Bob. Hey, he's having a seizure. He's unconscious, idiots. Again, I mean, it's so scary how dumb the public is, how dumb many of the police are, how dumb... I'm ranting and I've got calls in this clip I've got to get to. Sir, give us your idea along those lines. I just can't wait to hear it. Frank in North Carolina.
That's right. Alex, thank you. And I will try and talk quickly. The thing is that so many people have been jaded now against becoming involved. And that has gone very deep inside them. So they have really cloistered themselves away from the public. I mean, I was going to give mouth to someone says, well, what if he's got something? I said, well, God can protect you from infections, but save the man's life. Anyway, this is
But go back and tell your story. You said you saw someone being attacked and no one would help them. They were rolling up their windows.
Yeah. Well, I did see that, but I'm afraid I'll run out of time. I wanted to tell you what my thoughts were on how to take back the Republic.
Sure. I mean, I'll just add, I'm listening. Go ahead.
So, anyway, one of the things that happened is I was out on the road. This elderly couple was hit by a tank truck, and there was fuel all around the car, and the husband was standing out mesmerized around the car. And everybody was standing there saying, you know, oh, what if he catches it? But nobody even walked in to help them. And I got out of the car, and not because I'm a hero, but I ran in, got them, and walked them out. I didn't really take the time to think about it because they're human life.
Exactly. And the jellyfish that think they're protected because they don't get involved politically, they don't speak up at the PTA. You know, the smart money now is on not getting involved. But when everybody does that, you lose the whole society. That's the great danger. It's like I said yesterday. If you're willing to give up your life for freedom, you're probably not going to have to give it up. But when you're willing to give up nothing, you're going to get slavery. And again, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Go ahead and finish your story now. What's the political idea?
Well, I know it's crazy, but people...
No, tell me the idea. Tell me the idea.
Okay. If I think the only way to take back the Republic is constitutionally speaking, because why do something without it remaining within the Constitution as we want to stand for? And that's going to be through our governors and our local sheriffs. I think most people do not perceive that it's bad enough that we could lose this country like in the movie America from 1987.
Oh, exactly. No, it's going to happen with Chris Christopherson. That's the globalist plan. And all these people think, keeping their head down. I heard an ad for a big Texas bank yesterday on the radio that said, you work hard, you keep your head down politically. you know, we're a Texas bank. Good job keeping out of things. You just make money. And it's like this attitude, because it's not just cowards. There's so many men I talk to that go, you're not going to change anything. Just make money. Hey, idiot, you're not going to have a country to spend that money in or a future if you don't get involved now. I agree with you, sir. This is dangerous. So what's your idea? Tell us. What do you say to people?
If we got the governors to come together, some wouldn't want to, but there's a lot of peer pressure there. And we formed a committee with a chair, and the committee and the chair said, we have got to take this to the military and to Washington. And what they would do is they would then go, each governor could call all those county sheriffs together for a meeting and say, look, we will in such and such day, 2 days, 3 days from now, we will be approaching the military, and we are going to take back this country. And you need to, each one of you, tell the people in your county that they need to contact their family in the military. You either stand for this country or you're not family. And because we are losing it and it's going down the tubes, and when it's all gone, they'll say,
I agree.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, I agree. It's now time when people make fun of you or family about this. Hey, how about you never talk to me again? This is that important. And I'm not saying break up families. Either forgive your family, let them be idiots, don't try to sell them on freedom, but if they want to get nasty with you because you care and they act like that's bad, well, those aren't people you want to be around anyways. That's not family. But listen, let me expand on this. What you're talking about is what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act is set up to stop. And that's Bush, by the way, because they're all just puppets. At that level, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 sets up Homeland Security to take over the states with the Army if the governors or legislatures are in insurrection. Well, the governors and legislature can't be in insurrection. They created the federal government. The federal government itself has been taken over by the globalists. They brag it's a coup d'etat over America. First issue of the magazine covers that. The economic collapse one, October issue, or the September issue, excuse me. And that's what the whole art, they know that that's one of the few shots we've got because it could be legitimately done. What do we follow? A Bill of Rights Constitution. We get back to that. And if you send the message that people are going to stand up, others will join us. This is also the type of thing that, you know, really is dangerous to even be pushing because it is the solution. And you've got to, you know, just basically word to word, hey, we need to have an emergency committee to save the Republic, and governors that understand it and who aren't globalist controlled need to stand up and say, you've got your fake governor's council of 10 over the 10 regions. This is the real governor's council. And we understand that everything's going to collapse, even corrupt governors. You know, they're not going to have a seat at the table. This is a bad thing we're going into. Even evil people need to understand this is not a good road for anybody except for the very, very top globalists who serve something so dark, you know, it's hard to even describe or quantify. And that is the solution. It is the states. It is people getting aggressive politically at city council, county commissioners, state houses, talk radio. People are getting aggressive. They're putting this show on all over the country, station owners and people, because they realize, wow, this guy really knew what he was talking about. We are in deep trouble. Yeah, I'm not glad I've been proven right. I just got a big chill right there thinking about how much trouble we're in, brother. So everybody should put forward their own plans of how to organize to just basically have like a new Declaration of Independence by the states. And I appreciate your call, sir. That's how I would do it, is we need to have a conclave or a meeting, just as the 13 states did, a new Continental Congress, a states emergency Congress. That's what I'd call it, a states emergency Congress, to go, okay, here's all the mainstream news saying the federal government's been conquered by foreign banking cartels. Their plan is to shut us down financially, to consolidate us further. We are under economic warfare, a new type of modern war. We need to identify this new enemy attack. We need to be. We need to understand it's the Federal Reserve. We need to offer people in the Fed governors who want to defect to the Republic, because a lot of them got recruited and aren't pure evil themselves. You need to choose which side you're on right now, and we're getting rid of this. And then make declarations. Folks, Texas tried to say we're not going to let TSA stick their hands down people's pants. And the feds 2 years ago said, we're going to have an armed aircraft blockade by the U.S. Air Force and shoot down aircraft that try to come into Texas. That was in the news. That's Homeland Security, folks. That Homeland Security represents the foreign banks. I mean, we're getting down to the real heart now and they know that's where this is going in Obama's second term, is secession. I'm not saying secession, restoring the republic. They're going to call that secession. Now, that's why they're billing him as Abraham Lincoln and selling a new civil war, which they're going to have the military and police start with veterans. And they're going to call those of us that don't hand in our guns terrorists. I've already seen the whole war game laid out. I've reconstructed it from different pieces. And now we're dead sure that's one of their major plans. They've got some other sick avenues. It's kind of like those books that can have three or four different endings. You've seen those. Books that can have a bunch of different endings. Yeah, choose your own adventure. It starts one way, and they got two or three different things they can do. And I'm telling you, folks, they're taking us down something that's not an adventure. It's a nightmare. And it's time for everybody just to choose where they stand. And the reason I get chills when I think about this is it's real, and my nervous system is like, hey, get ready. My brain's like, you know, get on edge, you're in danger. Because when I step into these points and make these points, it puts me directly under the eye of Sauron. I mean, they do not like what I'm talking about right now. Okay, so I know I'm putting my life on the line when I even talk about things like this, because this is a real takeover. These people do not play games. They put Al-Qaeda into North Africa just to take over and let them line up black people and machine gun them by the tens of thousands. I mean, these people laugh on TV about new wars they're going to start and get crazy looks in their eyes. These are crazy people. Crazy, power-mad demons that are in control. And what do we have to lose? It's just going to get worse if they're in charge. They're not going to stop till we have World War III with the Russians. I'm telling you, folks, these people have to be stopped. The globalists, the New World Order, the eugenicists are crazy. Their New World Order is crazy. It's straight from the pits of hell. Okay? Literally. 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 Let's start. I'm going to have to skip this network break. I shouldn't do this. I do this almost every day. And, you know, the network hardly turns a profit, and so do I. It's got the money bomb tomorrow, and our sponsors are all great. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You know, get six free meals, a test amount if you want, all the InfoWarsStore.com, all of it. But I've got to start getting to this gun thing, as I said I would. It's like 8-9 minutes long. I'm trying to play it all. But here is the whole exchange on Fast and Furious, and then both of them with their anti-gun agenda, and Obama saying he does want to ban your semi-autos. That's what assault weapons ban is. And wants to designate you psychologically bad to take your guns. So, you know, for me, this is the one point where I was like, well, at least Romney says he's not coming for my guns now. Even though I probably can't believe him, he can be held to that commitment. But Obama's telling me he's coming for my guns, and I'm going to just stay out of this. And maybe we should. Maybe it just get Obama in there and just let him try to take the country over. If I was the police and military, I'd be asking myself one thing. Are you ready for this civil war? Because they're going to send you in against people, and they're going to have, you know, blowing up farmhouses and shooting people, and, yeah, these terrorists got it. You're going to be able to wipe out the first groups of patriots you go after. But then people aren't going to be waiting for you at their houses. They're going to come after you. And I know you're training for that. I mean, you really want a bunch of global banker collectivist criminals to have you start a civil war in America? This is really what you want. You really want to sign on with the devil. Because I'm telling you, folks, that's where this is headed. This isn't a game. Let's go ahead and start going to the clip. Here's the out-of-control, domesticated woman who thinks guns are bad in the hands of the citizens. Here it is.
President Obama, during the Democratic National Convention in 2008, you stated you wanted to keep AK-47s out of the hands of criminals. What has your administration done or planned to do?
Just what I'll never get to the 8 or 9 minutes. Maybe I should do on the nightly news tonight. It's all baloney. Or during the money bomb tomorrow that starts, 48-hour broadcast. They're not AK-47s, moron. They're semi-automatic variants. And by the way, that's good they're semi-auto. Your obsession with full auto. They're not AK-47s. They're semi-automatic versions. And most crimes aren't committed with those. By the way, Obama says that. He says he wants the handguns. Yeah, I know you want the handguns. Harder to get those away from people at checkpoints. Let's go ahead and go back to this.
To limit the availability of assault weapons.
You know, we're a nation that believes in the Second Amendment.
And I pause again. Back it up. Every bit of it's bull. You believe in the Second Amendment. Kind of like he said he believes in small businesses when he says you didn't build that. But their new argument is the Second Amendment means you turn your guns in. Go back to it. I'm sorry. Go back to it.
We've got a long tradition of hunting and sportsmen.
It's not about hunting. You know that, liar.
People who want to make sure they can protect themselves. But there have been too many instances during the course of my presidency where I've had to come.
People can't protect themselves in Chicago or New York where you took their guns.
Most recently, out in Aurora.
Oh, yeah, that thing you staged?
A couple of weeks ago, actually.
No, fool me.
I saw a mother who I had met at the bedside of her son.
Can these people be any more sheep-like when you watch video of them?
And her son had been shot through the head. And we spent some time and we said a prayer.
Oh, a prayer.
And remarkably, about 2 months later, this young man and his mom showed up. And he looked unbelievable.
Now he's manipulating Christians. What are you, Benny Hinn?
There were a lot of families who didn't have that good fortune. And whose sons or daughters or husbands didn't survive. So my belief is that, A, we have to enforce the laws we've already got. Make sure that we're keeping guns out of the hands of criminals.
By shipping them to Mexico?
Mentally ill. We've done a much better job in terms of background checks, but we've got more to do when it comes to enforcement. But I also share your belief that weapons that were designed for soldiers in war theaters don't belong on our streets.
Oh, really? We need warfare weapons. That's what the founder said.
What I'm trying to do is to get a broader conversation about how do we reduce the violence generally. Part of it is
these control freaks hate the fact that we have firearms and they can't do it because they didn't rush them.
But part of it is also looking at other sources of the violence. Because, frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence. And they're not using AK-47s. They're using cheap handguns. And so what can we do to intervene to make sure that young people...
Disarm people of Chicago so the criminals all go there?
That schools are working. That if there's violence on the streets, that working with faith groups and law enforcement, we can catch it before it gets out of control.
That means having churches spy on you.
Is a comprehensive strategy. Part of it is seeing if we can get automatic weapons that kill folks in amazing numbers out of the hands of criminals.
Hit pause.
The mentally ill.
Okay, scum, liar. He's just following a anti-gun script from the Violence Policy Center and George Soros. Obama, you know you can't buy full auto weapons. And they use that poor woman who's like has crazed eyes when she talks about assault weapons, machine guns. Number one lady, special forces don't put their guns on full auto. Full auto is a lot safer than actually somebody knowing where they're putting the bullets. I'm so sick of idiots know nothing about guns. Now, Obama knows all about them. He's lying, saying criminals have full auto. The only criminals that have full auto are the ones that got it from U.S. military personnel and black ops who were ordered to ship full auto into Mexico to destabilize that country. And the big U.S. banks and Western banks caught giving full autos and armored vehicles and planes to the drug dealers because they run the drug operations. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, they all got caught running the aircraft, funding the guns, all of it. Shut up when you talk about death and destruction and how you care about people. What a joke, Obama. What a joke. We all know about the CIA in Mena, Arkansas. We all know about Fast and Furious. We all know about Iran-Contra. Don't sit there and talk about some individual you know, they got shot in the head and how terrible the automatic weapons are. The only people selling automatic weapons or giving them out are you. So you can blame our Second Amendment. Let's go back to him here.
But part of it is also going deeper and seeing if we can get into these communities and making sure we catch violent impulses before they occur.
Governor Romney, the question is assault weapons, AK-47s.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of new pieces of legislation.
Aleister Crowley is so arrogant and loves her power and like a big fat parrot sitting up there in front of people on television. These egomaniacs just relish being on air. They just love it. They just absolutely love it. I'm here because I have to be. I don't want to be here. And I've been around these egomaniacs. I was talking off air to Joe Curl of the Washington Times. I need to get him back to tell the story. He was naming the names of these national TV people, just laughing and giggling and talking about all this and laughing during the debate and laughing at how they knew, you know, stuff was lies, but still supporting Obama. I mean, it's so, I mean, it wasn't secret what he was telling them. We just never got to it on air. We were talking during a break. He talked about some of it on air. It's just, it's funny to them. It's, I mean, I've been around it too. I've been to these national events and to the RNC and DNC and stuff. And they love the fact the public's dumb. It's funny to them to sit there and lie to everybody. Obama and Aleister Crowley and all those, you know, the moderator, they all know that there's not fully auto out there. They all know that Fast and Furious shipped guns into Chicago and Indianapolis and Tampa and other areas, and it came out. They all know. It's just a sick joke to them, posing like they're the humanitarians. Let's play some more of Mr.
Placed on guns and taking guns away or making certain guns illegal. We, of course, don't want to have automatic weapons, and that's already illegal in this country to have automatic weapons.
Good job, Romney.
What I believe is we have to do, as the president mentioned towards the end of his remarks there, which is to make enormous efforts to enforce the gun laws that we have and to change the culture of violence we have. And you ask, how are we going to do that? And there are a number of things. He mentioned good schools. I totally agree. We were able to drive our schools to be number one in the nation in my state. And I believe if we do a better job in education, we'll give people the hope and opportunity they deserve and perhaps less violence from that. But let me mention another thing, and that is parents. We need moms and dads helping raise kids.
Oh, wow.
Wherever possible.
Parents are needed. Oh.
Having two parents in the home, and that's not always possible.
The state doesn't like that.
A lot of great single moms, single dads. But, gosh, to tell our kids that before they have babies, they ought to think about getting married to someone, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because if there's a two-parent family, the prospect of living in poverty goes down dramatically.
Yeah, four times.
The opportunities that the child will be able to achieve increase dramatically. So we can make changes in the way our culture works to help bring people away from violence and give them opportunity and bring them in the American system. The greatest failure we've had with regards to gun violence in some respects is what is known as Fast and Furious, which was a program under this administration, and how it worked exactly, I think we don't know precisely, but where thousands of automatic and AK-47 type weapons were given to people that ultimately gave them to drug lords. They used those weapons against their own citizens.
Yeah, Clinton did that in 97. That the Chinese government bring guns.
This is the government. For what purpose it was put in place, I can't imagine.
Hit pause. Well, since you can't imagine, I told you this over a year ago, but ABC News and CBS earlier this year, it was the memos have come out in Congress that it was to be blamed on the Second Amendment. And Obama went ahead and still did that, along with Holdren. Eric Holder. I mean, I am just tired of it. Let's go back to more of this disgustingness.
The great tragedies related to violence in our society, which has occurred during this administration, which I think the American people would like to understand fully. It's been investigated to a degree, but the administration has carried out executive privilege to prevent all the information from coming out. I'd like to understand who it was that did this, what the idea was behind it, why it led to the violence. Thousands of guns going to Mexican drug lords.
Governor, if I could, the question was about these assault weapons that once were banned.
There you go, a slap down. And, of course, Fast and Furious is related. She's asking about assault weapons, the president shipping them into Mexico. What are you going to do about it? Okay, we'll have the government stop shipping guns in. And then the know-it-all Aleister Crowley in a wig gets up there and is going to dictate to everyone. We're going into overdrive. I got to go to Paleo and others. I mean, just unbelievable, Aleister Crowley.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The Kator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.